I wonder if anyone received the Holy Ghost last night in the service here. Did you?
All right. We've got a little fellow raised his hand back here. He received the Holy Ghost last night in the service here.
Praise God.
Amen. I wonder who's going to receive it tonight.
Would you raise your hand?
Amen. All right.
Anybody come after it tonight?
Glory to God.
Did anyone come after the Holy Ghost tonight?
Hallelujah.
Nobody came after it tonight. Amen. Now that's kind of putting it right down to the point. Isn't that right? I remember some years ago, Brother Talbert, I preached in a good way when Brother Garland was there. Night after night, for almost a week, we had, I guess, 20 or 25 people in the altar. Nobody got the Holy Ghost. We was having a time. Those folks over there liked to pray, and they liked to shout, and they worshiped, and they'd get in there and work in the altar, and just, oh, we was really having a great time, but nobody was getting the Holy Ghost. And so one night I felt like making a different altar call. I said, I only want the ones to come to the altar tonight that believe you're going to get the Holy Ghost. I thought I wasn't going to get anybody to the altar.
Yeah.
I kept wrong, but I stuck with it. I said, now, just only the ones that want the Holy Ghost and really believe that the Lord wants to give it to you, and you're going to get it tonight, I want you to come to the altar. Finally, after a while, it was a while, but after a while, there was four people ventured out and come to the altar out of some 20 or 25 that had been coming every night. Only four came out and came to the altar. How many of you suppose got the Holy Ghost that
four.
Night? Four got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord just waiting. Somebody to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We desperately need the Holy Ghost. We do. It's not just something that's a hobby horse for us. We desperately need it. Praise God. All right.
Amen.
We are desperately in need of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Because we're going to face God one of these days.
Hallelujah.
We don't just want the Holy Ghost to make us feel good.
Sure.
To make us feel that something's stirring, you know, and just get happy and, you know, just feel like floating away and busting at the seams.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't want it just for that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's more important than that.
Yeah.
We don't want the Holy Ghost just to keep us out of meanness and keep us from the muck and the mire that this whole world is so bogged down in. We don't want it just for that. But we need the Holy Ghost because Jesus is coming one of these days, and we'd better be ready to go when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, then that Spirit that raised Him from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
Hallelujah.
There's a rapture going to take place one of these days, and if we're not ready to go, it'll be horrible. If we're left behind in this whole world where the judgment and wrath of God is going to be poured out, then it's horrible beyond words to describe.
Yes.
Oh, we better be ready for that great sound.
Yes.
For the coming of the Lord is drawing near.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
right.
you. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Oh, glory. Let's stand and love the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I want you to turn loose. Let Him have His way. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Amen. Thank God, hallelujah. Praise God. You're looking at me tonight instead of the Lord. Amen. Don't you know that? Amen. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. I can't do anything. We want the Lord to take over. Hallelujah. Come on, let Him have His way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Not by night nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Come, hallelujah, in your life tonight. The Lord wants to move. Hallelujah. Well, go! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. While you're standing, I'll read a verse of Scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Everybody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord bless you, and you may be seated. The things that Jesus uttered while he was here,
praise
the promises and the statements that he made,
hallelujah,
of all the richness and the beauty, and all the excitement that thrills our heart when we read the promises that he gave. This promise here tonight, surely he must have meant what he said.
He meant it.
Surely he would not have just said that and just passed on.
Right.
But he surely must have meant it. But he said that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also.
Said.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Is it real? Is it true? Is it a fact?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Now, he was talking to his disciples. There he had told them there about the things that he was planning for them. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he told them what it was going to be like. And then they asked him about the Father. And he said, have I been so long time with you? And you have not seen me. He that has seen me has seen the Father also. And how sayest thou, show us the Father?
Yes.
And they still seem to be confused. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And then he went on and gave us these words. He that believeth on me, he that will believe, amen, the works that I do shall he do also. Hallelujah. Because I go unto my Father.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus had gone forth and walked the shores of Galilee. There he had performed many great things.
Yeah.
He is telling his disciples that they too will be able to see these things happen that happened while he was here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And not only to them, but I do believe tonight, even to you and I, that are living for God in this day. Praise God, for if we're in the church at all, we're in the same church that the apostles were in. Thank God we've got the same God. We've got the same Bible. We've got the same promises and the same privileges and the same needs are still here as was at that time. So I believe it wasn't only said to his apostles that he was speaking to, but it's said even to us today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Thank God. Now, can you believe? Can you believe?
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's good to hear what God has done.
Right.
But it's much better to see what God's doing.
I see.
Right. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Well,
praise God. There is the power of God in this building tonight. There is the forces of Satan that tries to block it out from you.
Yes.
And I believe with all of my heart that this God that spoke these words is right here in this building now. These words are still as true and still as alive tonight as they were the day that Jesus offered them to his disciples and said, I'm going to go, but when I go, remember the things that I have done, and you can go too. Hallelujah! Through faith in his name. Not in their name and not by their power, but because they believe in his name, because they have faith in his name, those things shall be done.
That's it.
When Jesus walked here, he came down by a pool one day. Brother Rutledge mentioned briefly about it. There was a man there by the pool. He lay there. He was helpless. Jesus walked over to him and said to this man, "Would thou be made whole?"
Oh, God.
Do you really want to be healed?
That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he expressed his great desire to be healed.
Right.
You know the reason why lots of people are not being healed? They don't really want to be healed.
Amen.
You know why many people are not getting delivered from sin? They don't really want to be delivered from sin.
My Lord, my Lord.
You know why many people are not receiving the Holy Ghost? They don't really want the Holy Ghost desperately with all of their heart.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Do you really want to be healed, he said? Will thou be healed or do you want to? And this man said, "Oh, Master, I want to be healed. But every time that the water is troubled, there's someone else that makes me into the water." And there they get the blessing.
Yeah.
And again, I have been disappointed.
Uh-huh.
I have waited.
Yeah.
Jesus bypassed the pool and the customs and the tradition and
yes, he did.
Said to the man to take up your bed and walk. And before he realized that he couldn't walk, he was up walking.
Glory!
Hallelujah. Thank God. And that's just about the way it was when the Holy Ghost came to me.
Yeah.
Thank God, before I realized I had it, I you know, I'm all over there. Amen. Before I knew what I was doing, I was speaking in tongues. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Glory! Amen. I didn't know that the glorious thing could come to me, but it did anyhow. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This man took up his bed and walked.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
He did it.
Jesus said greater things. And the great things that he did. Jesus said, "The things that I do, shall you do also."
Right.
Hallelujah. Peter and John walked down.
Hallelujah.
To the temple. The hour of prayer. Hallelujah.
Oh.
There sits a lame man at the gate. He looks at Peter and John. These disciples remember that Jesus said one day, "The things that I do, shall you do also."
Right.
So there was no doubt about it.
No
doubt. Hallelujah. Yeah. He looked at them as if to receive something from them. Right. But Peter looked on him and said, "Look on us." Such silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. He took him by the hand. The invisible hands of Almighty God took him by those his ankles.
Yeah.
Oh, glory! And he leaping and shouting and praising God went into the temple.
Right.
Oh, glory. It convinced a lot of people that God was real.
That's right.
Amen. That's
Hallelujah.
The basic purpose
uh-huh.
for such great demonstrations of power and healing
right.
is that the world might know that it's real.
The world might know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But is it only confined to the record of this book? Oh, I'm sure that from among these ministers tonight and from some of these saints that's been around a while, you've seen similar things happen. Hallelujah. I was talking to some people just the other day. They said, "Brother Gray, do you remember the boy over at West Point by Donovan, Missouri, that couldn't walk, that was healed one night?" I said, "I most certainly do."
Yeah.
This lady said, "That was my nephew."
Uh-huh.
"He's still healed today."
Yeah.
"This boy was carried in. They had got to the place that they couldn't send him to school anymore because they had to carry him on the school bus and carry him off and carry him into the school and set him at the desk and let him sit there all day long. And then he was getting about 7 or 8 years old. They carried him to church that night as usual, set him down on the seat."
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God's still real.
He's still real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God! Hallelujah! Thank God! Thank God! Amen. Well, sometimes when we get started praying for the sick, and then here they come with a helpless case.
Yeah.
Oh, but listen, there's nothing impossible with God. And sure enough, they came and brought that little boy and set him down in the seat here on the cross. And as we were there praying, a bunch of preachers was there. We gathered around to pray for that little boy. And I looked at him, and he looked so pitiful. I thought, my. While all the other boys are out climbing trees, he's sitting somewhere on a pallet, can't move. Him and all the other kids are going to school and playing. He can't. He's helpless. He was such a cute little fella. Intelligent. He was just a fine specimen of a chap, but he just had no use of his legs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It seemed like something gripped my heart. Oh, God, you still able?
Still able.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I bent over to this little fella and I spoke in his ear and I said, Sonny, do you want to walk? Hallelujah. He looked at me and he said, yes, I want to walk. I said, just get up and walk in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. It'll happen. If you start believing right now,
amen.
You can be the exclamation mark at the end of this sermon. Right in the middle of it. That might end it. Just by letting God have his way and be filled with the Holy Ghost or delivered right here in this service tonight. For God has not changed. He's still the same.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What could I do? I tell you, do also. Because I go to the Father.
Hallelujah.
If you believe
in my name,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
That's good.
I remember the time when they brought the blind woman to the Kennett Church. This precious lady had not seen the light of day in 7 years. Her little girl led her around just about wherever she went. And she lived way out in the country, down in the fields, down around Gobbler. This precious soul, one of the fellows from the church, witnessed to her and told her God could heal. He really went out on a limb. Praise God. Amen. He was trying to put some of us preachers on spot.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's not preachers.
That's right.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
That's it. Right. And that same God is here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, God honors faith. Whether it's in a little child or whoever he is. No matter how long we've been around, we still got to have faith and believe that the Lord will do it.
That's right.
Praise God. That woman came into the service. After the Sunday school, she was led down the aisle, and she sat on the altar. The saints gathered around and began to pray. They prayed and prayed. And she sat there, and she looked so disappointed. She looked so defeated. She looked so pitiful. Oh, my. It touched the heart of God's people. They began to call on the Lord in a way that rent heaven. That moved the heart of God.
Hallelujah.
tears began to stream down their faces as they watched this precious soul.
Yes.
As she sat there, couldn't see a bit. Oh, such a burden of compassion and prayer began to grip the hearts of people.
Hallelujah.
Then all at once this woman let out a shriek. She screamed to the top of her voice. She jumped up off of the altar. She cried out, "I can see." She began to walk around and to reach out her hand and to greet people and to shake hands with them. Hallelujah. God had instantly opened her eyes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's just like Jesus. That's just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, yes. So many things from times past and from days recent that we have seen God do.
Hallelujah.
It still thrills my heart.
Still
excites me to think that our God does such things in this world today for people.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. But there was a little more to what he said that we'd like to also mention. He said something that sounds a little strange at first sight. I thought, how can this be? He said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Greater works than these. I have known of cases of people that have died and God brought them back to life. In our church in Vianna, Illinois, one night, there was a lady brought a little baby there, and he had a burning fever. About a year and a half, 2 years old. She brought him up before service to pray for him. We had prayer. She went back to the seat. Then in about the second psalm, she got up and went back into the lounge. And as she came back pretty quick, just all disturbed and all tore up. And the baby was having convulsion. And so as the singing kept on, I took the evangelist. We went back to the back seat where she was. By that time, that baby had quit moving. He had quit breathing. His eyes were about half open. His little arms had dropped down. His little head was just flopping. This mother was out of her head almost in fear. She didn't know what to do. From all appearance, that little baby had died in her arms. She threw that little baby into my hand. At first, I thought maybe we'd better call the doctor, and then I knew before a doctor could get there, I knew if he wasn't already gone, he'd be gone. And I knew that it was just the devil trying to disturb our faith enough until he could just cause this little baby to be gone. And I held him there, his little chest in my hands. I felt no motion, no breathing, no heart beating or anything. Oh, hallelujah. I cried out, "Saints, let's pray. Saints, let's pray."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We prayed. And we prayed. But it wasn't but just a few moments' time till I felt the little fellow take a breath. I could feel it as his little chest was in my hand. Amen. Then he took another breath and he raised his little head up. And I lifted him up and I handed him over there to his mother. And I felt of his head and his fever was entirely gone. Completely gone.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Oh, my God! That's not anything unusual.
What?
That's just God working. It wasn't because I was there. But because God found a place where people will let him perform his great acts, his glorious acts. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But even these things Jesus did while he was here and promised that through faith in his name, they would still be done.
Hallelujah.
But now, what did he mean when he said, "You're going to do greater things than I've done."
Oh,
if you believe me.
God, praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was something that Jesus didn't do while he was here. There was one thing that could not be done by anybody else until he was gone. There was no need to baptize in Jesus' name until Jesus had died.
What?
Until after the death of the testator. Then was it authorized, and then it was valid to be baptized into his death. That we might, after being baptized into his death, be raised in the likeness of his resurrection. So while he was here, nobody baptized in this great and mighty name of Jesus. But as soon as he was gone, they were baptized in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
While Jesus was here, he opened blind eyes. He brushed the fever away from the brow.
Glory.
He straightened crooked backs. He caused withered limbs to grow.
Right.
Hallelujah. While he was here, he put new skin on the bodies of the lepers.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While he was here, he had mercy upon the downtrodden and the sin bound. While he was here, he cast the devil out and caused the devil to leave those souls untormented. Hallelujah. While he was here, he went around everywhere doing good, but never did he fill anybody with the Holy Ghost.
Bless God, bless God, bless God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we don't either, but we're in the time when it happens.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Praise.
We do have to have things in proper perspective. Thank God for divine healing and its place in the church.
Sure.
The Lord's been my healer for 28 years.
Thank you,
and he hasn't failed me yet.
Hallelujah.
And I thank him for it.
Sure.
I love him for it.
Sure.
Amen. I may be crying out for something else by tomorrow night. I don't know. But God has certainly been good to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's brought me through a lot of things.
Hallelujah.
But I know there's something more important than my healing.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I know there's greater things than having blind eyes open. I know there's greater things than having limbs to grow out that were paralyzed. I know there's greater things than having boys to get up and walk that hadn't walked for years. I know there's greater yet. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus said it would happen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How about it? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That greater thing has happened to me.
Hallelujah.
If it's happened to me and dozens of others here, be encouraged here.
Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Jesus said it is expedient that I go away.
He said it.
For if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. But if I go away, I'll send you another Comforter.
Yes.
That Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is going to abide with you forever. It's the Spirit of truth, and it'll teach you the things the Lord has commanded.
Sure.
Only after he had paid the price by being crucified, buried, and rose again.
Hallelujah.
And sent abroad the Holy Ghost.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
This great experience has been something that many people would like to have, or would like to get in on. Simon the sorcerer, at the time when the great revival hit Samaria, greater than all the healings he'd seen, greater than all of the miracles he'd seen, this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost that transformed, literally transplanted people into the kingdom of God, made new creatures out of them in Christ Jesus. It excited him. He wanted to know.
Hallelujah.
Of course, his spirit was wrong, and he certainly didn't accomplish anything but a scorn and a judgment that came from the man of God.
Let me tell you tonight, I want everybody to stand with me right now and stand on the promise of God. I want you to believe God tonight that He'll do whatever He has promised in His Word that He'll do. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight that it's your promise. Amen. It is more important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus knew that this was going to be the thing. And it was greater than all the things they had seen Him do. The fact that they were going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were going to see people by the thousands receive the Holy Ghost, which had not happened while He was here. Friend, tonight, you need it. There's a judgment day coming. There's a day when the Lord's going to catch His church away. And after the church is gone, nothing but darkness and judgment and wrath. Horrible suffering and pain left upon the face of this earth. It's soon to come. What about it? It's time for you to get desperate. Our Lord promised it to you. I want every one of you who don't have the Holy Ghost to come quickly to this altar right now. Every one of you that need God. Hallelujah. This is your night. This is your night. Jesus already said it. He already promised it. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Everybody that don't have the Holy Ghost, come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Amen. 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 The devil would like for this to seem like it's somewhere far off. Something to be thought of as in a distance. But it's for right now and it's for right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's for right now and it's for right here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, God, in your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Do you believe God is able? How many of you believe the Lord's able to give these people the Holy Ghost tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready to prophesy to the wind, saying, oh, blow upon these bodies. Oh, winds, come and blow upon these souls. Come and blow your spirit into their lives. Make them live. Make them live. Make them live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I want Brother Rutledge to come, conclude the invitation. I want us to believe God tonight for these people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's nothing else to say unless you too want to believe God and come and give your heart to God tonight. While we wait just one moment, is there one that will come repenting? Another backslider maybe that will return to God? Someone needs something from God tonight. Who will step out and kneel at this altar with these three that are seeking God for the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. Please, let's do not have visiting tonight other than a casual goodbye or a shaking hands as someone leaves.
Hallelujah.
Let's get our mind on God that these souls will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll ask that no prolonged conversations be held in the house of God while souls are praying in the altar. I'm asking everybody that's got this experience to pray. Pray that God will fill these souls with the Holy Ghost tonight. Shall we gather around Him and let's get a hold of God. Amen. You that are visiting, we invite you back, of course. But right now, even if you're a visitor and you know the value of prayer, join us. Let's pray and let's believe God tonight. Hallelujah to God. Pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.